Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Mr. Skin. I really dig that
Mr. Skin.com. It's a rare tan line Tuesday appearance on our Twitter from Mr. Skin.
I love tan lines. You don't see them as much anymore.
That's why I keep digging for the sunshine. I know you're in Chicago.
About, like, 70s tan lines were much brighter than today's tan lines. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, yeah.
Much more defined.
And I think
they were so sexy.
It had something to do with the ozone, but
I think you're right.
It could well have been.
It was so sexy, and I still.
Oh my God!
It was so sexy.
Being in a dark room.
Yeah.
Top comes off in the late 70s, early 80s.
Oh,
it would almost
God.
Like light up the room.
Oh man, now you're bumming me out.
I'm thinking
that's why I watch old porn sometimes.
Yeah, classic porn.
I watch classic porn sometimes.
Classic porn will feature that a lot.
We got some.
Yeah,
it does.
Well, first I want to talk to you about your. We were talking private planes because we know that you took the.
It wasn't his though.
One of your buddy's planes. Right.
I live in a suburb of Chicago with some very, very incredibly wealthy people who are titans of industry.
Got it.
Many of whom have access to their own private jets, and occasionally we will. My family will have the honor of flying on those, and it is. Quite an experience.
Now they're corporate owned, right? It's not your your buddy's
personally owned.
Personally owned.
Personally owned.
So you said they're personally owned.
Really?
Yeah.
Not to mention personally in a hangar and also own a hangar and the whole thing.
Man,
and crazy.
You're a good friend to have too. I'm sure you're a nice guy, but plus
I'm the fun guy.
Yeah, you run Mr. Skin.
Stuff,
do you ever have this though in any kind of situation, Skin? Before we talk about the photos on the website this morning, do you have something where the guy you met is a cool dude, but his wife doesn't like you because of what you do?
No, that just wouldn't last long because
you don't want to deal with it, right?
I've had a few things with Facebook where girls that I was friends with in high school, even a girl that I dated that I was really close to.
Think it's sexist?
Be friends with me because her kids might see that she's friends with me, which is weird because my Facebook is just me posting pictures of my kids and family. So
right.
Kind of weird.
Right, exactly. And your Facebook page is not Mr. Skin.
Yeah. No, I don't post stuff.
No, you have a real name.
It's all on my private computer,
You have a real name.
Right. Right. You're not on there telling the kids to log on to Mr. Skin.
No, and you know what? It's so funny. We don't really talk about it that much. My kids rarely even...
You know why? Because
it's
your job. My kids are – Todd's are older, and they're in their 20s and 30s, but my kids are 14 and what are they? Yeah, 15 and 14, 13.
Yeah, well, mine are a little younger, but
I'm just saying, they don't care what I just – it's my job.
Right.
This is my job, you know.
They're so bored by what you do, it doesn't really matter, you know.
Well, your son will be bored eventually because he'll be taking over the Skin Empire someday.
He'd have to be watching already, be looking at nudie mags and watching videos of nude scenes. And so far, I haven't noticed that.
He is.
Man, the girlfriend experience, it just looks really hot. I haven't seen this show, but I know it's good.
What they're doing on the Starz network, remember last year Riley Keough, who's Elvis Presley's granddaughter.
Right, right.
Was the star of the show, and it's based on the movie about a Manhattan call girl, basically. So what they're doing is it's an anthology. So now the second season, completely different cast. So Riley Keough's off the show, and all these new girls like Louisa Krause, Anna Friel, Carmen Ejogo are all new characters, but it's the same thing. It's about call girls. But this year they've added some political intrigue, and I got to tell you guys, first of all, Louisa Krause officially on my all-nip team. She's really incredible. But there was a scene where Shauna McDonald and Louisa Krause. So Shauna McDonald's the client. Louisa Krause is the call girl. And my gosh, this was really hot girl-girl action. And then there's another one where Anna Friel plays a Republican fundraiser, and we might have to call her a Republican fundraiser because she had some great girl-girl stuff with Louisa. So I'm digging this. And I was talking about to the guys at the office. I know wealthy men get call girls, you know, as part of their travel and all that. But do
a wealthy businesswoman
hire maybe a girl to come to the hotel? That's an interesting dynamic, and you're seeing it on this Girlfriend Experience. It's pretty cool.
So you're saying the show is good, because I think I watched it the previous episode, and if I like the movie, I found it just moving really slow.
The show's doing well.
The pacing of it is it's not like, you know, super exciting, but they throw in such great nudity, and also they're doing two episodes a week. So last week was episode 1 and 2. This week is episode 3 and 4. It was episode 3 that had the two great lesbian scenes. Very important.
I'll give this Bridget Everett chick credit, because she whips out her boobs, and she's a bigger girl, but and her big boobs. But I happen to zoom in on my phone, and there's a belly stretch mark right there. That's not good.
But the boobs are big.
They are big.
Amazon is doing this pilot program, and they do it every year where they'll release 2 or 3 pilots that they want people to vote on, or just get a vibe from people if this is worth funding and continuing on. Well, they did this last week, and my guys were pretty impressed by this Love You More, which stars written and starring Bridget Everett, who's a New York cabaret singer, comedian. She's good friends with Amy Schumer.
Okay, I've seen this
show a number of times. She is definitely a BBW actress, and I got to tell you though,
I'd put an F in there.
Well, this is so weird. I'm really interested to see if this will get picked up, because it's only one episode they've released. But listen to this: she plays a counselor for young adults with Down syndrome.
All right,
and in one of the scenes, she's with the class or helping the kids, and with the kid with Down syndrome, her big boob accidentally pops out of her shirt. Then late in the thing, she was talking about how when you have really big boobs, she was singing at a shopping mall, how if you have really big boobs, it's hard to find bras. So she like ripped her bra open in the shopping mall as part of a dance number, singing number.
Got it.
And showed them. And I just got to tell you, it's weird. Plus, she had sex with the guy she picked up, a black guy that was like crazy good, both of them naked. And if you're into the BBW women, Bridget Everett and Love You More, go vote at Amazon. It looks like it could be pretty good.
Yeah, all these pictures are available right now.
Yeah, she did a couple of sketches on Inside Amy Schumer.
Yeah, you know who she is.
I saw the first episode of Smilf. I liked it, but the second one was on last night. I missed this. This is the second episode here?
Oh, I got to tell you, Sunday night's episode was really funny. It had this one of the craziest sex scenes I've ever seen.
Cool. It's saying a lot from you, man. Yeah,
Smilf is a show with Frankie Shaw. It won a short film at the 2015 Sundance Film Festival, Smilf, and then Showtime picked it up. And Frankie Shaw plays a 20-something single mom who got pregnant with a guy, had the baby, is trying to raise the kid. It's hilarious because she lives in Boston and her last name's Bird, and she named the kid Larry. And
I love that part. I love that part of that movie.
It's really funny.
It is.
But I got to tell you, Frankie Shaw.
And he's biracial, by the way. He's a half black kid, too. You know?
Yeah.
Or
half
black
kid. But Frankie Shaw is really pretty.
Yeah, she
really
is.
Pretty.
Yeah.
And in the first episode, she was naked. And then in the second episode, she's nannying at this woman's home, and her Ivy League son
is it?
Home, and she starts flirting. They end up hooking up and have, it's hard to say on the radio, but they're having sex, and right at the moment, she doesn't want to get pregnant, pushes him off the bed, and
happens.
Yeah, he got some on himself in a hilarious way. So,
I'm going to watch it today then.
Oh, my God, yeah, really funny, good stuff, and great nudity. And by the way, Frankie Shaw is one of my new favorites I'd put her up there with like an Emmy Rossum as far as hotness. And
yeah, she calls herself the poor man's Emmy Rossum.
Yes.
That was
yeah,
her own
right,
line.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Perfect name.
Yeah, she's
perfect
great.
Name.
Now, Lady Dynamite, this girl's different looking. I'll give her that.
Do you guys know? Have you heard about this show on Netflix?
No, what is it? I got Netflix. But
they're in their second season. Maria Bamford is the star of the show, and plays a woman who's bipolar, spent 6 months away trying to fix this problem, and is now back in L.A. Trying to, you know, become an actress. And it's a comedy. The first season, there was no nudity. They start the second season, first episode, where Maria Bamford is, there's a drought in L.A., so she's conserving water. She just took a shower. But here's the hilarious part. When our guys were watching this, they totally pixelated out her full frontal nudity, and it is very graphic, full frontal, totally pixelated out. But within the show, she decided to try to move away from the pixelation. So really fast, she jumps around the room, so the pixels can't stay on her.
Oh, I got it.
Because I noticed her hand is pixelated.
Well, she's dodging the pixelation. Hey. It's hilarious.
That's a funny bit. Yeah.
It's hilarious. And, it happened accidentally with Christina Aguilera back in the early 2000s did an MTV video called Diary where she had pierced nips and they had pixelation and she moved and you could totally see it, like the kid that was doing the pixelation for MTV totally messed up. But this Maria Bamford was intentional and you get full frontal. So it really is an incredible nude scene from a show that had never had a nude scene, but I've never seen a girl intentionally try to get away from the pixelation.
Jump out of the pixelation.
The next show, Graves. That's Nick Nolte's star, Graves, right?
Yeah.
But is that Harry Hamlin in this photo?
Exactly.
It looks like
him. That's
the
only reason I wanted to show you guys.
I like
because,
that.
I
like Harry
Hamlin. I wanted to see if you knew who that guy was.
Of course
in the middle,
I do.
But
I love Harry Hamlin.
Graves is a Nick Nolte show. It's on the Epix Network Sundays, and every once in a while, they'll have some crazy nude scenes, but it caught my eye, and I thought you'd get a kick out of it. Harry Hamlin and this Chris Lowell are in Vegas. They get a bunch of strippers in a motel room that nobody you guys ever heard of,
right.
But they're all naked. They're doing coke, and it's Harry Hamlin.
I had to
show you guys. So,
Palm Springs. Is that a movie? It looks. I like this girl. I like this girl.
Palm Swings.
Oh, Palm Swings. I'm
Swings.
Sorry.
You're missing it.
Sorry, I did, man. You're right.
Yeah, it's a new movie that is. I believe it's. I don't know how we. It must be out on VOD. I think it's going to be in very limited release. It's about a couple that moves to Sugarland Beard and Jackson Davis. They move to Palm Springs and realize they're among a bunch of swingers.
Cool.
Yeah, and it's a new movie out, and obviously some really good nude scenes. I'm just showed you a couple, but Diane Farr.
I was racking my brain to say, where did I see Diane Farr before? But I think she was on a short run of Rescue Me. She was
there. You
chick.
Go. Yeah,
I thought
yeah.
That's her.
That's
you're
her.
Right. I recognized her before too. I like that chick. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, but it's, it'll be out on Blu-ray next week. I think we got it on VOD. I think what happens with a lot of these
not American.
No, that's
no.
What. Yeah, doesn't that look real?
Yes, it does.
Oh, yeah, that's real.
What happens with a lot of these movies is they're really not going to end up in theaters of any substance. So we'll get a VOD release first so people could go online and buy it, and then they'll release it on Blu-ray, which this will be out next week on Blu-ray. But you're right. That girl was on Rescue Me.
She was on some network show, too.
What's that?
She was on like a CBS
show,
too.
Yeah, she was. She was, yes.
Yeah, she's been I remember her from Californication, too.
Yeah, she was in that.
Trying to think what else people would know her from, but I know I saw her recently on Blackish. But, yeah, she's cute, and, yeah, good. I mean, pretty incredible full frontal scene from Diane Farr.
But pound for pound, Bridget Everett got the biggest boobs here.
Well,
all right, check it out.
Yeah, I think she's going to be my BBW Babe of the Year for my Anatomy Award.
Mr. Skin, all the photos you checked out are on there. You can check them out right now at MrSkin.com for free. All the ones
yeah, thanks for
about.
Doing this on Tuesday, guys. I had a doc appointment.
No
so
problem, man.
Nudity on Tuesday is just as good as Monday. I always
of course
absolutely.
It is. Thank you, brother.
Any
see
day
you,
of the week.
All right.
Thank
all
you,
right.
Bud.
Tanline Tuesday on Twitter right now, at TNT Radio Empire. Check it out.
Yeah, she was also on a CBS show called Numbers.
Was she on that Numbers show?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Unless you remember.
I thought I recognized. I'm glad you recognized. I was bugging me too, Todd, looking at her.
Unless you're remembering her from Secret Life of an American Teenager.
Nope. Nope, didn't go all Roy Moore on that show. Yeah, it works. I like it. I liked a bit.
Apparently, the turkey drop is a phenomenon where college freshmen break up with their high school sweethearts when they come home for Thanksgiving break.
You know, I say this all the time. I remember being, anytime I was a sophomore on, girls, the freshmen came to school, and and it was a whole new crop of girls on campus, and I went to a school with 6,000 people, so it was pretty small. I mean, it wasn't a 30,000 campus. So you knew people. You just saw people. You knew they were freshmen and you knew blah, 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 blah. And the ones that had boyfriends at home were inevitably broke up by Thanksgiving. And, and that was the one. A lot of times that was their first visit back to Thanksgiving. And they had met people. And the guy was at home. Either he might be at school, but most time he was in my school, at least a lot of these guys were stayed. They weren't in college at all. They were just hometown boyfriends. And the girl goes back and says, eh.
And vice versa, too. You know, a guy might have a girlfriend back at home, goes to college, meets some other girls. Yeah, this is the first time they've probably been home since they started college.
My nephew is a freshman now, and his girlfriend, they broke up right before they both went away to separate colleges. And I said, that was brilliant.
Good thinking.
Because, you know, you don't need that.
Way to avoid the turkey drop.
And she was hot.
That's exactly what they call it. According to Dr. Michelle Karoulis, a professor at Northwestern University, the current relationship may have met the needs at one time, but they're growing and moving into different phases.
Move on.
And the needs
Move
change.
On.
And there is some apparently psychological reason for breaking up right before the holiday season. They say it also, and this is, I guess, for new relationships, not established relationships, but breaking up right before the holiday season apparently takes pressure off of new relationships. Staying in a relationship through the holidays could result in things moving at a faster pace than either one of the people are ready for.
Everybody's sentimental. Everybody's buying Christmas presents.
Well, you got to meet the families.
Right.
That
it's
kind of stuff.
Way too much pressure.
Pre-Thanksgiving breakup frees someone from feeling locked in to holiday commitments like meeting family and gift giving.
There you go.
You might genuinely like your partner, but out of fear of spending the holidays together and fearing that that'll just take the relationship to a new level.
You don't want that.
You don't want that.
You don't
you're not
want
ready
that.
For that.
And you don't want it.
Yeah, if you're not ready for it, you're not ready for it. Now, you know, also sometimes people set their sights on something new and exciting for the new year. And so they move out of a relationship for that reason.
Or they're also hanging with somebody else at college that fall already.
Or there's
that. Happens
that.
A lot.
Or there's the smarter guy.
Or just the guy you met.
Guy
just a different guy.
You know, maybe a little bit older. He's seen this once or twice.
Oh, yeah.
And he knows.
We pray
that,
on those.
Yes.
All the time.
Oh,
in
yeah.
In between now.
Pray, by the way, I mean you consensually pray. Let's clarify that.
Right.
The word pray is a bad word here.
You swoop in on them.
You swoop in.
Yeah.
You seek those situations out.
You're not going to. Yeah. You're not going to be with him for long.
That's what they say.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a hot chick. He's a douchebag.
I'm a junior.
How long is that going to last?
I'm a junior.
How often do you actually see him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm here all the time.
Girl.
I live off campus.
I'm here for you.
Yeah, I got my own apartment on campus.
With my own bedroom.
Yeah.
And
I or a dorm room.
Or even the dorm room. Oh, yeah, I did that. Yeah. Ah, glory days.
Yeah.
Girl.
Elvis's divorce papers pulled in $26,000 during an auction. The BBC reports the documents dissolving the Presleys' marriage were sold in London. An unidentified bidder from the U.S. bought the documents by phone. They say the document is a fabulous piece of show business history. A 12-page document with Elvis's signature gave Cilla his 1971 Mercedes, his 1969 Cadillac Eldorado, or Eldorado, depending on where you live, Harley-Davidson motorcycle.
The car calls them Eldorados, I believe.
And $100,000.
71 money, right?
70, yeah, probably 71 money.
What's 100 grand now, puss?
Like 100 grand.
That's a good question. That's a good answer. Excuse me. That's the correct answer, too.
It is.
What's the spending value of 100 grand now with inflation? I love the inflation calculator is the best.
Yeah, the inflation calculator is 1971, $100,000.
What is that in 2017?
What are you thinking? Is that more or less than a mil?
800.
Oh, less than a mil.
Less than a mil.
I think it's less, but I think it's six.
Seven.
Six, seven.
All right. Official guesses?
Six, seven.
650. 650.
750.
Craig?
850.
620. Oh, yeah. I was closest. I was over, but I was close.
Yeah, but you actually went over.
Doesn't matter. We're not playing.
Somebody need to bid a dollar.
No one wins the showcase.
Yeah, it should have been a dollar less than someone.
No, you still would have gotten
over. You still
showcase.
Off.
I got closer.
It would have been over.
I got closer.
He was 30 grand high.
Right. Okay.
A new game. Inflation calculator game. That might work.
I don't know.
It might work.
We found something that's less interesting than who's
calling. We always look it up. We just never guess.
We really have.
We always look it up. We just never guess. It might be less interesting. I like looking it up. Maybe not the game.
Yeah, but who's older and who's taller are originals. Just feels like we're ripping off Prices Right.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
No, it's the inflation calculator. Right. You guys ripped it off because you're pissed off I won.
Price is Right is retail value.
Yeah, this is
inflation.
What's spending? Inflation.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Who wants to play the inflation game? Yay!
Yay!
It seems
dilly dilly.
Like a ripoff, and it's
because you lost.
I don't want that on our legacy.
Good point.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.